In Minneapolis, Mousie McGlynn sounds like this.
In the waiting room today.
And sometimes she sounds like this.
I met him on a Saturday with his southern swagger and sway. Could have sworn he was the only one on this busy street corner, and then he nearly turned away.
But back home in North Dakota, the sound McGlynn hears most often is this one. You see, McGlynn lives two lives. In Minneapolis, she's Mousie the musician. In North Dakota, she's Margaret the mudlogger.
My name's Margaret McGlynn. I'm a mudlogger in the Bakken in North Dakota.
When she's home in North Dakota, and yes, she's a North Dakotan, we'll get to that accent in a minute. When she's home in North Dakota, McGlynn spends most of her time wearing fire retardant coveralls, working in a trailer on a drilling rig.
Okay, I suppose I have a bit of a mohawk now. The sides of my head are shaved, and I have a nice little curly poof on top.
As a mudlogger, it's her job to examine what the industry calls mud. It's anything but mud, though. Under a microscope, it's a messy mix of soil, rock, and goop. She examines the, quote, mud, to make sure that the drillers are on target to hit oil. The money's good, but the job? She's not crazy about it.
Music's always been there. Mudlogging hasn't. I don't think any little girl ever grew up dreaming about becoming a mudlogger. But living in North Dakota, I just kind of fell into it.
McGlynn's family moved around a lot. She was born in Ireland, moved to Canada as a young girl, played piano for the Queen as a prodigy, and then landed in Dickinson during her sophomore year in high school.
I did not realize America was quite as much like the movies as it actually is. Because my first couple of months there, they had homecoming. And I was like, no way, you really have homecoming. I genuinely thought that was only a select number of schools in the movies. But there really is homecoming. There really is prom. There really are cheerleaders and jocks. And it lived up to the cliche.
After college in London, she was a psychology major and a music minor. McGlynn looked for a job in her field, but like a lot of recent grads, she came up empty. So instead of working a low-wage, coffee shop-type gig, she returned to North Dakota.
Living in Dickinson, I'm doing better than I would be doing if I was living in London. Like, my friends there who graduated college, they're not in such a great financial situation.
McGlynn, on the other hand, seems to be doing just fine. Mudloggers make anywhere from $60,000 to $120,000 a year, she says. And although her accountant wishes that she would tuck a chunk of that money into an IRA, she's throwing 15% of it at her budding music career.
Well, I have never heard this before, and I've been rejected, avoided, and more. But as far as excuses go, now this one's original, my competition's the Lord.
The song we're listening to now is Faith Plus One, Sunday. It's an irreverent tune about a girl who falls in love with Jesus. Literally. The super slick video for the song shows our heroine dating the Son of God. On their first date, he turns water into wine.
Let me be the one who saves you. I'll take you along with me at 10 a.m. It's free. Has anyone ever taught you how to pray? And I said, cool. But I really didn't mean it.
It's a very catchy pop song. I'm very proud of that song.
It's one of six tunes that she's released on a self-titled album. By self-titled, I mean Mousie, not Margaret.
And my birth name, my given name, Margaret McGlynn, it's a fine name and I like my name, but it's very like BBC News broadcaster-esque. There's nothing fun or theatrical about it. It's very austere.
Mousie is a nickname from her college days.
I really liked crackers and cheese. It's really, really silly.
At a recent show in Minneapolis, McGlynn seemed to inspire at least one native North Dakotan. Alicia Burnt is from a small town near Fargo.
I just feel like North Dakota kind of has the reputation of being really non-artistic. You know, we're just kind of nose to the grind and working type people, but we really do have a lot of creativity.
Margaret McGlynn and her alter ego Mousie hope to show the world that the state has both. And she's not afraid to spend her oil-filled cash to do it.
I thought about ways that I could use the money I'm making and invest the money I'm making to kind of create the life I want to create.
For KFAI, I'm Todd Melby.